to watch it kind of dwindle down because, I mean, my mom watched General Hospital like it was her job. You know, this soap operas were what your family does at 1 o'clock together. And the fact that that's going away and people are too busy to sit down together anymore, and talk shows are coming up and cooking shows, and you kind of miss that, just that one staple, the family. It's hard to watch that happen.
On today's Daytime Confidential podcast, when she joined the show, we loved to hate her, and now we just love her. It's Molly Burnett, who plays Melanie on Days of Our Lives, and she will also be hosting Acme Saturday Night on September 17th at 8 o'clock at Acme Comedy Theater in Hollywood. Molly, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So, you're going back to Acme. What brought that on?
I don't know. I love comedy and Saturday Night Live, and kind of to be a part of that is really fun. I just saw Kate Nancy did her improv show on Friday, and she killed it. And then Riley was there and asked if I wanted to do it again, and I said, absolutely. So, I'm going to go solo this time.
Oh, wow. Oh. Now, before, who did you go with?
I did it with Mark Kapka.
With Mark, that's right. That's right. When that whole, your love story was going on. And, oh, yeah. Well, speaking of love stories, we know that Days of Our Lives is kind of going through this transitional phase now. And there's been a lot of talk of what's coming up for John and Marlena and Sammy and Rafe. But now you're losing your current leading man, Francisco San Martin, who plays Dario, if I'm correct. So who are we going to see Melanie hooking it up with in the new Days of Our Lives, as I've been calling it?
The Days 2.0 is what we say.
Yeah,
what we're saying on set. you know what? Melanie is going to kind of do her own thing for a little while, which is cool because in real life, you don't always get to have a significant other. And so she's going to like live with herself and focus on Maggie and her dad and just working on herself. But she's going to get in a little bit of trouble with maybe some men soon.
Well, you have to ask, what about Brady? Because on the podcast, we've discussed Brady and Melanie's chemistry in the past. Is there any chance that things might develop further there?
You know what? Who knows? I love Eric Martzoff. We love working together. We've both talked about how there's a really cool chemistry. But we also talked about how it's really cool that Brady and Melanie are friends, because you don't really get to see a lot of boy and girl friends on the show.
Right.
And then we don't really have a problem with the age difference as far as Molly and Eric. But I also know that I come across on screen looking a little younger. So I know that was kind of unpopular with some people. So I don't know. I wouldn't write it off.
These prudes, come on. Age ain't nothing but a number.
I know, right? Exactly.
Now, yeah. Well, now, in this, a part of this transition that's been happening, you're going to be losing a couple of your family members on the show and co-stars in Crystal Chappelle, who plays Carly, and Louise Sorrell, who played the wicked Vivian Alamein. Has that been bittersweet for you?
Absolutely. I mean, losing anybody is hard, especially someone that you work with so closely, like Crystal. It sucks. But,
yeah.
I'm excited to work with Crystal in the future, and I wish everybody all the best. Nadia is already killing it in a movie and her own TV show, and so everyone's on to do new things.
Yeah, that Dirty Soap. Are you excited to see your fellow soap starlets, on reality TV?
Yeah, absolutely. You can bet me and my roommate are going to be TiVoing that and watching it every Sunday, I believe. And Kristen LeBlanc Monk and I may be in one of the episodes and unintentional drama.
Uh-oh, you're going to be on the cover of Life and Style.
I know, right? Oh, dear God. Oh, well, we'll see. that turns out.
Oh, wow. But.
Well, Jamie mentioned Crystal Chappelle. Do you have a favorite on or off-screen moment you'd like to share with the listeners?
Gosh, I just have a lot. I think my favorite time, or one of my favorite times hanging out with her was, it was me and Crystal and Louise, and we were in Boston for a fan event, and we had just gotten there. It was really late at night, and everyone was having a little wine, and we just sat around and talked with each other for like 5 hours until like 3 a.m. And those two women are so witty and smart and creative and amazing at what they do. It's just so cool to sit around and kind of pick their brains for such a long time.
Your character is also close. She has a mother in Carly, but she has a mother figure in Maggie Horton, played by Suzanne Rogers. And I think that was, we talked about this a little bit at the Daytime Emmys. It was around that time that they started putting Melanie in Maggie's orbit that she went from being this character that everyone was like, oh my God, Max's little sister is going to destroy someone again, to this character that we rooted for. And now that relationship is one of the really essential ones on the show. What is it like working with Suzanne Rogers and having, you know, kind of been an anchor in the sea of kind of, you know, the last year of kind of, there's been kind of a sea of a unique state of days. We'll say that it's been odd. It's been a little odd for the fans, but you've managed to keep it grounded there with that relationship. What's that been like?
Absolutely. Suzanne Rogers is her heart is just bold. Like, it's almost, it doesn't even feel normal that she's as sweet as she is. I met her and we started working together and we just kind of got along and shipped into her things. I had a text message, so over our hiatus, every once in a while, I'll get a little text message that's like kind of spelled wrong, and then I yell at Suzanne. She's trying to figure out how to work it out. It's so great. I just love her more than anything.
Nice. Well, let's talk a little bit about Acme. Have you already, you rehearsed the week out, right? So you probably haven't even done any rehearsing or for this next gig, right?
Yeah, this Monday will be our first rehearsal.
Okay. Do you have any sketches in mind or anything that you're thinking about doing?
Any twists?
Yeah, the cast members write them. But they do have you do a survey, special talents and funny things you can do that people don't know about. And so I told them that I joined a fantasy football team. And I'm desperately trying to figure out all the teams and the sports players and the positions and the terminology and all this stuff. So there might be some spoofing of that, and then maybe a little singing.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you know, we saw you. And now that I have you on here, I can clarify this for once and for all. Were you really singing when you were on True Blood?
Yes.
That was really you. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. That I told you at the Daytime Emmys, but that was it was funny, it was good, it was just, you know, sexing up a Baptist church hymn. You know, I'm like, anybody who can do that, hey, you're my girl.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. It's kind of like I saw Book of Mormon in New York. Kind of like that kind of feel, kind of like
yes.
So yeah, no, that was great.
So the reboot of Days starts September 26th. So what kind of promotional events or things that you're going to be doing to kind of help drum that up? We've seen a lot of interviews. Will you be doing some kind of promo work?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not even 100%. Sure, what we're going to do. I know everybody's doing lots of interviews to try and get it out there, all the new changes and get everyone excited and new pictures and new, I heard maybe a new intro, But I don't know if that's a thing or not. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. But I don't know. I'm really excited. Everyone around the cast is really excited for the fans and for everybody to watch this new Days, because it really is new. The whole cast is so excited for everyone to see the old characters come back, and everything around the show is more positive, and love and family and relationships and just things that you want to watch on TV right now that kind of take you away from all the scary things in the world.
One of those relationships that is going to be tested is that of your on-screen dad, Dr. Daniel Jonas, played by Sean Christian, and Jennifer Horton, Melissa Reeves, because her ex-husband and one true love, Jack Devereaux, is coming back with Matt Ashford in the role. Now, that's going to be kind of fun for Melanie, because is she going to have to, like, go up against Jack to fight for her dad?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Melanie's kind of in the middle in an uncomfortable situation, because she wants her dad to be happy, and she sees her dad loves Jennifer, and finally he's got this girl, and everything's going okay, and then all of a sudden this man comes back, and Melanie has no idea who this guy is, but this guy happens to be her best friend's father, so how do you be there for your best friend and still be there for your dad and want both of them to be happy when their happiness is at somebody else's expense? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Matt Ashford is a great comedic actor, and you definitely share that same vein. So I am excited to see some comic riffing between Jack and Melody. Have you already taped? Done any scenes with him?
No, we haven't been able to really film too much together. So I hope they dig into that, because I would love to, spar with him on camera, because he's hysterical in real life.
Well, a while back you tweeted a photo of you with him, as well as Drake Hogeston and Deidre Hall. Any chance we're going to see you in scenes with them?
Yeah, Melanie's kind of with Maggie and Victor and her dad right now. So there hasn't really been a lot of, plus, you know, there's a lot of drama with John and Marlena and coming back, and, John and Marlena have to fix whatever's going on with them right now, and then they'll start integrating them with the other characters, I think.
You're relatively new to soaps. You've been on for a couple of years, but in terms of everything that the soaps have been going through in terms of the genre as a whole, with cancellations and rumors of cancellation, and you know, the kind of the advent of talk shows and reality shows taking the place of soaps, as a young performer in this industry, what has that been like for you, experiencing this, knowing, you know, I'm sure you're aware of the past when it was, you know, such a lucrative cash cow, and, you know, it was making superstars like Susan Lucci and Deidre Hall and people like that. What is it like being a young performer in her early 20s, you know, going to work every day, trying to do the best job she can as the industry is going through such a state of uncertainty?
Funny, actually, last night, Mark Hapka and Casey Dietrich and I were talking about how Justin and Adrian flew to Greece to get married, right? Is that right?
Right, right, yes.
Yeah, just the epicness of soaps. And it's really hard to watch it kind of dwindle down, because, I mean, my mom watched General Hospital like it was her job. You know, this soap operas were what your family does at 1 o'clock together. And the fact that that's going away, and people are too busy to sit down together anymore, and talk shows are coming up, and cooking shows, and you kind of miss that, just that one staple, the family. It's hard to watch that happen.
That was a really insightful and poignant response, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, treat soaps or come into soaps and think of it like a training ground or a stepping stone. But I can tell just from your tweets and how you tweet with the other actors that you really are a champion of this genre. And that definitely goes noticed, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. No, I think everything you do is a stepping stone for the next thing. But when I booked the soap opera, there was never any, I'm on a soap opera. Or you get there and you work your butt off. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it is or what you're doing, because if you love what you're doing and I love what I'm doing, you get on set and you were prepared and you do your damnedest to entertain everybody.
Well, I know that you will be entertaining everybody who is in the crowd September 17th at 8 p.m. at Acme Saturday Night. We will definitely be posting all the information on the blog, and we just know you're going to break a leg. We will also post the Acme website so that people who are not in L.A. can watch it streaming live. And we just want to say thank you so much, and we cannot wait to see you on the new days.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys.
All right. Take it easy, Molly.
Thank you.